Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Send your request to the Plaza Support text line at 410-583-1057. Got a funhouse trip coming up later in the hour as well. We'll get Steve's predictions for the Ravens and the Lions, because Ravens, big game for them. Don't want to drop to 1-2 before you head to Kansas City coming up here Week 4. Chiefs still looking for their first win of the season. Maryland tomorrow against Wisconsin. First road game for the Terps. 3-0 start to their season. Maryland getting 9.5. In Madison, that game you can hear on 105.7. The Fan. Our coverage starts with Mike Popovic here at 11 o'clock. But Tony Manzalino took over for Brandon Hyde. Well, I think it was Preakness weekend.
It's like May 17th.
Yeah, so he takes over. Hyder gets the heave-ho. First of all, revisiting that and only get in on this. Nolan was ready to Cundiff Hyde then. I was like, and it cost me booze, by the way, said, I guarantee that Brandon Hyde will still be the Orioles manager when they go to Sarasota in 2026. And we bet alcohol. And, of course, I think a week later he got fired. But it is what it is. That being said, the decision, and we'll get to Manzo and his qualifications to be the full-time manager next year and beyond, but did Hyde get a bum rap?
I think he still did. I think it was the do something portion of the season. It was so bad. It was going south so fast. Do something. And just dismissing like one coach, was that going to make a difference? I think it shook the clubhouse. And, Bob, it shook the clubhouse so much that they lost for like a week after Manzalino took over. It took them about a week to kind of get their bearings straight, because the players really liked Brandon Hyde and played hard for him when they were losing 110 games. And I think the players realized we cost a good man his job by our underperformance. So I think that's knocked them back. And it took a week for the whole organization to kind of settle in with this news. But then it's been going pretty good. Some players got healthy, not many. Bradish coming back is big at the end here. Tyler Wells, those guys look good. And so, they're playing 88-win pace since like late May, and that will get you in. So you have to say that Manzalino, if we're grading by the wins and losses, which is what you do, has done pretty well.
57-53 as Orioles skipper, but Nolan, 5 months after the fact, what are we thinking here about Brandon Hyde? The Orioles were 15-28 at the time of his dismissal.
Yeah, it was always a long shot, just with how deep of a hole they had dug themselves in, that they would turn things around. But I agree with Steve in the sense that they just felt like they had to do something. And that's kind of what I was harping on at the time, is that, you know, things are getting out of hand. They're getting out of hand fast. No one can really explain it, why they're so bad out the gate. We got to try something. We got to try to ignite a spark. And in the immediate, Steve was right. It had the opposite effect. I mean, they were even more sluggish when they came out the next day. But through time, the better results that have come, the even better results here as of late, after they had their roster gutted at the trade deadline, has completely stunned me. And I would ask the question, would they be sitting here with the same record if Brandon Hyde was still the manager? I don't think it would be drastically different, but I do think Mancelino, who I also picked on at times this year,
you did,
has shown his mettle as a manager very nicely.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's been a good steward for the organization, if you want to put it that way. I mean, they using too many cliches here, they steered it into, you know, more calm waters and just kind of smoothed everything out. And so all that leads to, Bob, will he be the manager next year? My speculation, with no inside knowledge, because as Birdland knows, the Orioles don't give us any of that.
Right.
it's all guesswork for all the media. There's no one being told this is what we're thinking. I think he's still a long shot. That's my guess, total guess, that if we were ranking 5 or 10 names, he'd be on the list, but he wouldn't be one of the top 2 or 3. Now, whether that's going to be proven right, we'll see. Whether Skip Schumacher is a shoe-in in Texas, we'll see. Or if but I think this job will be attractive, Bob. They got a forgiving fan base. The fan base in the Orioles, Oriole Twitter can be rough, okay?
I've heard.
But over the years, the Oriole fans, the calm ones, which the percentage has gone down of this group, but they're still out there, and they're still supportive, and the ballpark's beautiful, and there is a young core. And this is a place a lot of people would be happy to work.
But do they need, and only get in here on this one, do they need to hire someone with at least some experience? Not like Schumacher, who's been a manager for 15 years. He's got limited experience. I mean, he had success in Miami. And you mentioned Texas, where he's now, a consultant for Bochy. And if he decides to hang up the old managerial hat, he might be the slide right in there guy. Do they need someone at least with some experience? Because Ryan Flaherty, who obviously, he appears to be a rising star in the ranks of future managers. Is that kind of a guy that would fit in? Because they went coach to manager in Brandon Hyde.
Right.
And, hey, he won manager of the year twice with Sporting News, so take it for what it's worth, and once with the Baseball Writers. But do they need a more proven commodity, like a Brad Ausmus kind of dude?
I think they need a manager with tremendous confidence, maybe bordering on cockiness, which is like a Buck Showalter. Buck was always sure he was the smartest guy in the room.
Sure.
And in many rooms, he was the smartest guy. And so there are probably some 40-somethings who fit that, and there are some 60-somethings who fit that, and maybe 52. But guys 28, maybe not as many as them, Bob. So they need someone who's just confident in what he's doing and can portray that to the clubhouse. And somehow in 2026, the manager needs to be an authority figure, but also your buddy, and he doesn't throw you under the bus to the media. He can maneuver all these obstacles to be a strong leader. I'm not sure who that is,
right?
But that's the profile I think would serve this team well.
What do you think, Nolan?
I think that's a fair point, and I've been so locked in on just veteran guy, been there, done that, someone experienced that commands that respect. But Steve's kind of right. That doesn't necessarily have to come from a veteran grizzled manager. You could get similar qualities from someone younger. And we know Ryan Flaherty from his playing days here. I don't know much about him in terms of his coaching ability or his managerial style, but he's been hyped up for a few years now as the next thing. He's going to be a manager someday, and this feels like the year that could be his time. I think I'd probably still lean the veteran route, but the problem is when you look at this cast or this group of potential candidates, to me, it's pretty thin. Like, there's maybe a name or two that you like, Skip Schumacher being probably the most popular one that gets repeated the most. Beyond that, not really much. It's not very deep. And even Schumacher has his warts or lack of experience. So while the Orioles job may be attractive, and I would agree with that, you are competing with a lot of other teams out there who have already fired their manager. There's sure to be at least 2 or 3, maybe even more, within the next 2 weeks here. So again, small pool, a lot of jobs to fill. We've also got a GM to hire. I just have concerns about the timeline of things maybe working against the Orioles.
What about an outside-the-box hire like a Carlos Beltran, who was with Elias in Houston, was named manager of the Mets, and then Heftygate came out, And he got the boot there, even though everyone else is kind of landing. Him and Luno were the ones that got ostracized when it was all said and done, the GM. But what about Carlos?
I thought you were calling him fat for a second. Said hefty. I didn't make the connection with the trash can.
hefty.
I mean, it would be outside
interesting
the box.
Candidate.
Big time outside
the box. I like an A.J. Hinch type. Okay. Who's the next A.J. Hinch? And he overcame the Houston situation, obviously, to do great things with Detroit. And when I watch him work and hear him talk, I see leadership. I see confidence. I've never met him, but he portrays that, right?
Yeah.
You agree? And so he just seems like he's got a firm hold on things, and the clubhouse believes in him. And so, and he has a track record of some wins in October. So he's not, they're not getting him, obviously, but it's someone who fits that profile.
Now, if Tony Manziello was named as the full-time Orioles manager, would that be a big enough splash for the fan base to rally behind it? Just to, Nolan, I mean, you're as diehard as anyone. If Mike Elias comes out and have a press conference, hey, Tony Manziello did a well enough job, and, you know, we plan on being healthy, et cetera, given the resource hit he needs to compete. He's our dude. Would that resonate in a positive way with the fan base? Or do we want somebody different just for the sake of change here?
Well, I don't think anybody would be like over the moon if that's what happened.
Right.
Now, I'll say this because I did just get done mentioning how thin this group of potential managers is, in my opinion. If Tony Manziello was, say, your fallback option, no disrespect to him, but if he's kind of there in the background, assuming he doesn't go off and get another job himself, he very well could. Who knows? But if you don't get, say, your A guy, your B guy, and all of a sudden all these jobs are getting filled and the pool of guys isn't very attractive after that, or you can't convince maybe someone who's been away from the game to come back, I don't think it's the end of the world if Manziello is the manager here next year, but I don't think he is first choice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What do you think, Steve? Well, I think it would be an underwhelming hire to the fan base.
To the loud portion of O's Twitter, which there are a lot, it's almost funny, Bob. If I post a stat that's positive about the Orioles, there's 50 people who can't wait to rush to tell me why that was wrong or shouldn't. Who cares? They're going to lose anyway. And so I don't. It's just like these fans seem to revel in it, which is fine. Okay, cool. I've always felt this. The loud voices on social media and the call shows like this don't represent 100% of the voices. And I think Manziello has more support than we think. But I agree with Nolan in that. I don't think it's overwhelming support by any stretch. And Oriole fans are ready to move on. That's the sense you get from social media. Having called said, that's where we're getting it from. Tread lightly.
We'll come back, get Steve's thoughts on the Ravens and Lions coming up on Monday night, 8:15. Baltimore and Detroit both coming off convincing wins in week two. Both put up monster points, 41 for the Ravens against the Browns. Lions dropped 52 on the Bears. And you talk about a rational fan base, Ravens fans. And we'll talk more about tonight's game, Orioles and Yankees.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.